for breaking and entering to steal a loaf of bread to feed his starving family, Jean Valjean has been in prison for 19 years, in his words, as a slave of the law. Released on parole by Javert, he nevertheless finds it hard to escape from the shadows of his past.
I remember when I was at school, we once read a short play entitled The Bishop's Candlesticks, and at the time I was unaware that this was an adaptation from Victor Hugo's novel. And when I saw later Les Miserables, I was reminded of reading that in class. The bishop's act here is a totally life-changing one for Jean Valjean. It challenges him to the depths of his being. He has only known a life of law, of punishment, of sin, of justice being done. His life up to this point has not encountered anything of grace and forgiveness. And here the bishop's act is a striking one. Not only does he not press charges, but he actually gives to Jean Valjean the additional silver. And as he says for him in the song, "I have bought your soul for God." There's a very powerful musical symbol when the musical opens. The opening overture is in a minor key. And as soon as Jean Valjean has declared that a new story, another story, must begin, immediately the orchestra comes in with a wonderful replaying of the overture, but this time it shifts to a major key, from minor to major, and it signals musically the transformation and the change that's taking place in Jean Valjean's life as he embraces the grace, forgiveness, the new hope, and the new life that he's offered.
Quite coincidentally, on the weekend I'm recording these commentaries, BBC Songs of Praise puts out a programme looking at well-loved musicals and the spiritual message they may have. Here, presenter Ali Jones speaks to Les Miserables star Tabitha Webb.
It's the world's longest-running musical. It's been here in the West End since 1985. And I'm here to meet new cast member Tabitha Webb.
I'm very lucky to be in the two longest-running shows in the world. Phantom of the Opera was a great musical to... It was my first musical to get into. Vocally, it wasn't too different. Les Mis is very different. One minute, you're singing very harsh, belty stuff, very guttural, very emotional. Next minute, top C's.
Is God to be found in Les Mis?
Most definitely. The storyline is all about grace. It's all about Jean Valjean, who is a thief, and he was in prison, and he escaped, and he's running from the law. The bishop meets him and takes him in. Jean Valjean takes off with his silver. When he comes back, the bishop says to the guards, "I've given this. It's a gift. This is a gift to you. Go and be a better man." So let him off, and he goes and, with that silver, buys a new life almost. And in the same way, I think that's such a picture of us. We don't deserve God, we don't deserve his love, we don't deserve him to die for us and be that for us, and yet he gives us everything.
Tell his terror and your story, let us see if he's impressed. You were lodging here last night, you were the honest bishop's guest. And then out of Christian goodness, when he learned about your plight, you maintain he made a present of this silver.
That is right, but my friend, you left so early. Surely something slipped your mind. You forgot I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind? So, messieurs, you may release him, for this man has spoken true. I commend you for your duty, and God's blessing go with you. But remember this, my brother. In this some higher plan, you
must use this precious silver to become an honest man. By the witness of the martyrs, by the passion and the blood, God has raised you out of darkness. I have bought your soul for God. What have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief in the night, become a dog on the run. Have I fallen so far, and it's the hour so late that nothing remains but the cry of my hate? The cries in the dark that nobody hears, here where I stand at the turning of the years. If there's another way to go, I missed it 20 long years ago. My life was a war that could never be won. They gave me a number, murdered Valjean, when they chained me and left me for dead, just for stealing a mouthful of bread. Yet why did I allow that man to touch my soul and teach me love? He treated me like any other. He gave me his trust. He called me brother. My life he claims for God above. Can such things be? For I had come to hate the world, always hated me. Take a life for an eye, turn your heart into stone. This is all I have lived for, this is all I have learned. One word from him and I'd be back, beneath the lash upon the rack. Instead he offers me my freedom. I feel my shame inside me like a knife. He told me that I had a soul. How does he know? What spirit comes to move my life? Is there another way to go? I am reaching, but I fall, and the night is closing in. As I stare into the void, to the whirlpool of my sin, I'll escape now from the world of Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean is nothing now. Another story must begin.